It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Scheer. Coming up, we'll hear from a long-haul commercial pilot. He'll talk about his experiences. First, NPR's Laura Seidel joins me from San Francisco with the latest on the crash. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
So by now, many of us have seen those terrible images of Flight 214, how it broke apart as it tried to land. You see the roof is ripped off, the cabin is burned by fire. And we now know that two teenagers died in the crash. But from what I understand, as bad as it all looks, it seems like it actually could have been a lot worse.
The good news, if there is good news here, is that, you know, of the 307 people on board, 123 actually walked away uninjured. And the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, Deborah Hirschman, arrived on the scene, and she said, you know, these planes are really meant to be survivable. Indeed, we saw footage of people walking away from the wreckage. 182 people were taken to area hospitals, 19 remain hospitalized, and about a half dozen are in critical condition. We did get some details, though, of those injuries, some of which are quite severe. There are spinal fractures that has left some passengers in paralysis, head injuries. There are major abdominal injuries. We heard from the head of surgery at SF General, Dr. Margaret Knudsen, who said one survivor told her that the seats in front of her actually pushed back against her. She said she had seen two survivors with severe road rash, which suggests they were dragged along the runway.
So at this point, what factors are investigators looking into, and what do they know about the cause? Do we know anything about the cause of this crash?
Well, they're investigating certain basic possibilities. There could have been a mechanical problem in the plane, but keep in mind, this would be the first time that anyone would have been killed in a crash of a Boeing 777. It has a great safety record. The CEO of Asiana, which is the airline that owned this plane, said they did not believe there was a mechanical problem. There could be pilot error. It's a 10-hour flight. You know, that's exhausting. But the pilot was a seasoned veteran with a lot of support. He had, you know, a co-pilot and two other backup pilots, which is standard for a flight of this length.
Now, Laura, we just heard more news from the NTSB. They recovered the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder. What did they reveal?
Well, the recorders showed that, you know, everything had been going fine on this flight. And then literally, as they were approaching the runway with, you know, in like a second and a half to spare, there was a request that the pilot made to do another go round the airport, but it was too late. The recorders also indicated that the plane was going a little too slow as it approached. Now, lastly, I want to say that there is a civilian who actually filmed the approach and that has just surfaced. And I watched that film, and you see the flight approach, and it's too low, and it hits the seawall at the edge of the runway.
Wow, and they've been showing that on television quite a bit. Well, NPR's Laura Seidel in San Francisco, thank you so much.
You're welcome.